Now, WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning again, everyone. Welcome back to the program. Thanks for being here with us on our Wednesday edition of The Opening Bell. Our focus now turns to the business of ride sharing. You may remember before Mayor Emanuel left office, there was a deal inked that allowed Lyft to operate the city's Divvy bike system, the bike sharing system. Well, Uber has filed a lawsuit, and they have some claims and some allegations about that. An update on it this morning. Heather Sharon is with us, managing editor and City Hall reporter at The Daily Line. Heather, good morning. Welcome to WGN.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So Uber's not very happy with this deal at all, and that's the crux of the lawsuit. Give us an update on where things stand now with the new mayor on this.
Well, what's interesting is that this lawsuit will force Mayor Lori Light to defend one of the last major legislative accomplishments of her predecessor, Mayor Rahm Emanuel, who pushed this deal through at his last city council meeting this spring. And it basically gives Motivate, which is owned by Lyft, a 9-year exclusive deal to operate Divvy, the city's bike sharing company. And they did that over the objections of Jump, which is owned by Uber, which also wanted the ability to roll out electric bikes as well as scooters throughout the city. So this is shaping up as a proxy war almost between the two ride-hailing giants who are hoping to secure a majority of the bike sharing and scooter market share.
And the idea here is that there's a monopoly, as Uber alleged in this lawsuit, that they want to do operate some of their stuff, but they can't anywhere. They're not allowed to compete, right?
That's right. This is an exclusive deal. It gives Lyft and Motivate the only opportunity to provide bike share. And Uber argued to the city council, well, great, go ahead and ink that contract with Lyft and Motivate, but let us compete as well to show people that our service is better. And the city essentially said no, that would be sort of diluting the city's own system, because the city remains the owner of the Divvy system, and would create sort of chaos on the streets. We've all heard the horror stories about bikes and scooters left haphazardly in the public way, and that was also cited as a reason by the city to sort of limit the ability to do bike share and potentially scooters. There's a pilot program going on right now in some neighborhoods, and we should know in the next couple of months whether that's something the city is interested in rolling out citywide with one or more companies.
So let's talk about the money involved here, because that's really at the crux of almost everything we talk about. What does the city get out of this? What kinds of money is changing hands here?
Well, what's interesting is that since Divvy launched in 2013, it has been a money loser for the city, and the city has lost somewhere in the neighborhood of $1 million every year operating this system. So essentially, Lyft has agreed to take those losses off the city's books and to make investments in the ride sharing or the bike sharing system citywide, to roll it out in parts of the South and the West Side where the system never really reached under Mayor Rahm Emanuel. In addition, the city will get a percentage of advertising revenue from the bikes. You know, they've got those little ads on the frame and that sort of thing, as well as the stations. And that could amount to basically somewhere in the neighborhood of at least $1.5 million. And the total investment is somewhere in the neighborhood of $450 million. Uber and Jump said, look, we could have done better. We could have done more than 200 jobs, which is what Lyft and Motivate promised. Uber offered 500 new jobs. So it's really a significant investment that both firms were offering to make in the city. And the city council at Mayor Rahm Emanuel's discretion went one way, and now that decision will be litigated in the courts.
Do we have a sense of how Mayor Lightfoot feels about this? Will there be a wholehearted defense of this deal, or does she have different feelings?
Well, what's interesting is that the city declined to comment, saying they hadn't seen the lawsuit, which was just filed Friday afternoon. But the mayor has started rolling out the new plan. On July 22nd, she kicked off a series of meetings on the South and the West Side designed to gather feedback on where the new bike sharing stations should go. So the deal is in effect. She's moving forward with it, which seems to signal to me that she's at least willing to sort of, you know, execute the deal, you know, whether or not she's going to full-throatedly defend the deal, which Uber says was a backroom monopoly inked by Rahm Emanuel, is, of course, another question. There's always the possibility, as you know, Steve, of a negotiated settlement somewhere along the line. But it is an awkward position to put the new mayor in the position of having to defend the actions of the previous mayor, whom, of course, she's been very, very critical of.
Yeah, and it feels like that there should be room for compromise, and there's room. I mean, that's the part of our whole system is to have competition to effectively block out another company. And a big one like Uber seems like it might be counterproductive if we want these companies to do more expansion in Chicago, period, in not only, you know, bike sharing, but in other areas as well.
That's actually a very interesting point in light of the fact that the city has basically set up a mini competition, as I said, on the south and the west side between a lot of these companies with scooters. There are 10 companies now out there seeing how their scooters are received by the public, and all of that information will be presented in the next couple of months to city officials as they decide whether to move forward. So you're right, a similar competition is going on right now on the south and the west side, and I know I'm eager to see which firms come out on top after that is all said and done.
This bike sharing thing really feels and sounds a lot like the parking meter thing, doesn't it? Maybe to a lesser expensive extent.
Well, that was certainly some of the criticism leveled at it when it was first proposed, and it was criticism that Mayor Rahm Emanuel and his staff vehemently denied. There's no quicker way to making a Chicago politician angry than to liken something that they're doing to the much-loathed parking meter deal. And I think that the Emanuel administration's argument was essentially that, look, this is, you know, not a service anybody can provide. We're not selling off a city asset. We're actually maintaining control of the Divvy system and ensuring that it rolls out to areas of the city where we simply, as the city, can't afford to put it. So it makes sense that way. But the scars from that parking meter deal are deep and still visible in Chicago politics. There's no doubt about that.
I was surprised to see by 2021 there should be about, what, 11,000 bikes in 175 stations? I didn't realize that there were that many bikes involved.
That it is a lot of bikes. And the, you know, issue is, of course, is that you've got to have these stations every so often so that people can return them or check them in as they move through their commute or their bike route. And that has been what has complicated the efforts to move it to the south and the west side, and even parts of the far northwest side and far south side, is that, you know, you've got to have these every couple miles or so. And that means you've got to have a lot of bikes and you've got to have a lot of people prepared to service those bikes and make sure that there's ample bikes, you know, at each station. It's a very complex rotation. I'm sure we've all seen the big Divvy vans downtown loading the bikes in and loading the bikes out as they work to keep a balance.
Well, Heather, we appreciate you being on with us this morning and sharing your reporting on this, and we'll stay tuned to see what happens next.
I'm happy to do it. Thanks, Steve.
All right, Heather Cherone, the managing editor and City Hall reporter at The Daily Line. You can find more at thedailyline.net.